You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Insights with Solaris with Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Live from Solaris.1.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Insights with Solaris
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Insights with Solaris, where I'm your host, Jennifer, a tarot reader for over 10 years, and I have over a dozen certifications from astrology, numerology, to all types of energy healing. But I always come back to say I am simply a channel of spirit, and I bring messages and healings for those who find me. And I always start out with a collective message for whoever is watching. And so this is just energies to be aware of over the next 7 days, sometimes a little bit longer. It's going to come fall out a little bit differently from everyone, but the overall themes will be a bit relevant as we move forward. And it seems like over the next 7 days, there's going to be a lot of balancing that's being requested for you. This could be all sorts of things. As I said before, it's a collective reading, so it's going to affect each person a little bit different. So you may be balancing work with getting enough sleep, or you could be balancing time with your family, friends, loved ones, and also making sure that you need time to yourself as well. So there is this portion of romance also taking a new direction and creative projects. So as you're balancing these things, you may get a little bit anxious at times. That's completely okay. You don't always have to take action immediately. You can wait, you can think things through. As long as you don't let the fear-based thoughts consume you, it's completely okay to just rest. Find that balance, take a few steps back, whatever it is that you want. But just know that it's okay to be a bit playful as well. There may be a lot on your plate over the next 7 days, but just know as you are moving about, one thing to really consider, especially if you are balancing relationships, whatever type of relationship they may be, family, children, romance, criticizing somebody in an unconstructive way is only going to lead to further unhappiness. Love is about accepting each other as you are and meeting each other in the present moment. And sometimes there may be that balance, the imbalance, I should say, in this particular thing where you could be afraid to speak up as well, or coming out and trying to say, I'm dissatisfied in this way or another. It's okay. Again, you don't have to make any steps this week or even next week or ever. It's completely up to you. But just know that love and understanding is important. And there is going to be a shift in perspective should you choose that. Because the balance you have right now may not necessarily be completely satisfied for all parties. And this isn't going to be a message for everyone. I'm going to repeat that as well, as it's a collective message. While this may be romance for another person, this could also be a situation in your workplace. But there is a dissatisfaction here, and it's time to say, let's look at these fears and decide if we want to change anything so we can have more happiness in the future. And so if that message does resonate for you, I wish you luck over the next 7 days. Just remember that you have what it takes to solve all your problems when you are ready for them to be solved. So we are going to go to our caller today, and we have Kelly from Virginia. Hello, Kelly.
Hello.
How are you tonight?
All right. How are you?
Oh, I'm fabulous. I love being here. I love meeting everyone across the country and also from other countries, too. So what type of questions do you have for me tonight?
You know, I guess I'm just whatever you pick up.
Okay. So there seems like immediately, I mean, there is a question on your mind, and that's okay. We can go into it, or we can just kind of get the information without diving that deep into it. But first things first is that you have the answer and you need to do what's right. Everything is within this heart space, right? And when you are able to lead with your heart, that's when things move quickly for you. But it is important to know as you are moving on is that you must be aware of anything that you are projecting onto a person or a situation, because this is positive and negative. So when you see somebody and like, oh my gosh, that person is so charismatic, or they're so friendly and happy, you only see that because you are capable of having that as yourself. So if there's anything that you don't like in a person or anything that you really like in a person, just make sure that you are looking at how you project onto other people, and just allow that reflection to come into play as you're moving across the next couple of weeks. Because you're going to need a lot of inner strength over the next couple of weeks, particularly around relationships. Is there a particular relationship that you've been having on your mind?
It's been a couple of years that I've been single, and, you know, I feel like I'm starting to feel ready, maybe. But, you know, I'm just not sure. But not anybody in particular, no.
Okay. In previous relationship, the last relationship, did you ever, like, think that you were moving too quickly, or you rushed into things, you didn't really get to know them as a person truly?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Yeah. So the good thing is that part is in the past, right? You have learned your lessons on that. And I love that, because hey, it's over. Now you can move forward. But regarding relationships, it does seem like you may have had like a type of soulmate relationship in the past that you were meant to learn from. Now, soulmates, they don't always mean like you have to be romantically involved and you're going to spend your entire life together. It could be somebody who comes in for a few months or even a couple of days to teach you a lesson. But it seems like you do have a person that you're still kind of attached to, whether it's not as physically or you're in the same sphere of existence currently. There is part of you that is still like, oh, this has not turned out the way I want it to. And there is part of you that is still holding on to the ideal of that connection, which is kind of why you're like, okay, I think I'm ready, but I'm not quite. So there's just, there could be a little bit more healing work there, but embrace it. Embrace that you found something in past relationships, and it doesn't always have to be romance, to be friends and family. It's moving forward, and it's going to be a while for this to all click into place, but it's not about finding your missing piece in another person. It's about finding people and surrounding yourself with friends, family, and partners that supports your strengths and your weaknesses. So as we were talking about before, all of the good qualities you see in somebody is because you recognize it, because you have felt it, you have experienced it at some point. So we can absolutely say, oh my gosh, this person is strong. They're very good at budgeting, however it may be. It's just a reminder of that. It's not about finding somebody who completes you, as I know there's a big exaggeration, especially in media, of like finding the perfect person. That doesn't really exist.
Right.
You're about ready to just completely close this lesson. And I love that underneath all of this is the wish card coming in. So you are stepping in subconsciously. You are just enveloping all these lessons to be a more balanced version of yourself, and also opening up So there may still be a couple of weeks before you're like, okay, I want to get back out into the dating scene. I'm ready for this, because you're still at that beginning stage. But that's okay, because right now it seems like you're pretty happy. Like you have a good foundation. You're smart, definitely, and you're objective. And I like seeing that you're in this position now, because in the past, right, moving too quickly, you were wanting passion, and it was just completely covering your sense of self and logic. And that's not going to happen again. You've learned those lessons. So
definitely, yeah.
Let's see what we have coming up. Oh, absolutely. You're stepping into where you are balancing your emotions and logic and understanding what you want. And it does seem like you're going to start pulling in potential partners to continue to help you grow in this balanced way. Because it's less about finding a person, but more about, okay, am I content? Am I happy? Am I willing to allow someone to add to that happiness now? And it seems that in the beginning, you're going to have your guard up a lot. And that's completely okay, right? You can baby step, you can jump right into the pool, but that's going to be uncomfortable for you. So step your toe into the water. When you're ready, right? Those partners, those opportunities will naturally come in a bit more for you. And again,
yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of fours for you. So like over the next couple of weeks, like 4 weeks, and then going into the summer months, I'm seeing like a barbecue, like some type of outing as well, where you may actually want to bring like a possibly a potential partner into like an outside settings and like kind of mingle and introduce to friends and family. So that's all possibilities, but for you, the major theme of this is, do you know what you want now? And can you answer that question now?
I definitely learned from the past. I will say that. And instead of being bitter about anything, I'm just grateful actually for the lesson, because I needed that. So.
Like lessons can be hard, but as I'm seeing things continue to unfold out for here, again, you have three wish cards here. So you're manifesting and you're bringing in a person that will really bring a lot of joy into your life. So look for the number 9 for like signs of when you're meeting people, like, oh, hey, do you want to go meet at 9 p.m.? Or is it when you go out and for a cup of coffee, your total is $9. So it's kind of things like that. You are continuing to heal. Don't rush that process, okay? Those opportunities and that person that you connect with, or multiple people you want to connect with, is going to happen. And it's going to unfold in a comfortable way. It's not that hot, heavy passion. It's not anxiety or infatuation. It's truth. And it's going to be love. So hang in there. And I hope for the best, because it is going to be quite a journey for you, Kelly.
Oh, thank you.
In a very good way.
Yeah. I do believe that. You know, I think I've been through all the toads, you would say, or whatever, you know. And then, you know, it's my time to maybe find the one someday, you know. Bless you.
Yes, and best of luck, Kelly.